Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio on just a wonderful day, a day where North Dakota Farm Bureau has announced the Farm Bureau Photo Contest. And here to talk about it is North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee Chairwoman Sarah Lovis. How are you today, Sarah?
Well, I am doing great. Thank you, Mick. And how are you?
Well, above average, I guess. No complaints other than I, like everybody, want some rain.
Yeah, I think we all do. Around here, you know, I farm a lot of Fargo clay and that actually holds the water pretty good. But the top is dry and we need a little rain to get those roots to go down and find some of that subsoil moisture that I think is there deeper down. So.
For sure. All righty. Well, we want to talk agronomy and crops here in a little bit with Sarah Lovis of Lovis Ag Consulting. But let's get the photo contest details out of the way with Sarah Lovis, North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Committee Chairwoman. So the 2021 photo contest, is this a tourist promotion or a promotion to brag up farming and farmers?
You know, our photo contest has really become, a photo contest that really describes farming, agriculture, and rural life in North Dakota. And boy, I tell you what, when we get these pictures in, the Promotion and Education Committee actually judges these pictures, and it is so fun to see the artistry that people have when they're capturing these pictures out in the countryside. And personally, I think North Dakota is just absolutely gorgeous and so different from east to west, north to south, that seeing the pictures of rural life and agriculture in our very diverse backgrounds across the state is just, it's amazing. I just love it. So really looking forward to seeing these pictures coming in.
The rules of the contest are, do the pictures have to be taken between a certain time?
They don't have to be taken necessarily between a certain time. They do need to be submitted by September 1st, and you can email the entries to Joey Bailey at joey@ndfb.org. The rules of the contest are that there are 3 photos per person. Please do not have any watermarks on the photos. And once your photo is submitted, it does become the property of North Dakota Farm Bureau, just so that you're aware of that.
Okay.
And we do have 3 categories this year: animals, family, and crops and landscape. Crops and landscape being the same category. So when you submit your photo, please make sure that you're telling us what category you would like it to be entered into. And there will be 1 winner in each category, and it is a prize of $300. So, yeah, there's even prizes involved.
Wonderful. All right. Well, as you mentioned, no watermarks on the photos. Usually a watermark is a symbol that professional photographers use, but right now, man alive, everybody's got a professional camera with them at all times, higher resolution than most professional cameras of a few years ago. Everybody's got a cell phone camera.
Absolutely. And, you know, it is, I love having my cell phone with me from a camera standpoint, because there is always something interesting, new, different, beautiful in the field or you know, that you're just seeing and passing when you're driving down these country roads in North Dakota. So it's great. And this isn't necessarily a professional photo contest. It's for everyone who wants to participate. So it doesn't matter your ability or what you think is professional or not. If you've taken a great picture that describes North Dakota rural life or agriculture, please submit it. We'd love to see it.
All righty. And again, $300 in each category.
It's three photos per person.
Okay.
So Mm-hmm.
And then tell them, when you submit, send to Joey, tell them which category those photos should go in. You can put three photos in one category or one in each. Huh?
Correct. Yep. So okay. Animals, family, or crops and landscape. Yeah. Those are the categories again. And so you can submit up to three photos, all in one category or one in each category.
Good deal. All right. And the reason I asked about the window, the time frame, let's hope we don't get a winter landscape with hoarfrost on the trees and everything before September 1st. But if somebody has one from last winter, they could submit it.
Right. Exactly. You know, last winter around here in North Dakota, it was kind of a tropical winter. It was pretty tough to catch a snowy landscape in our state.
Indeed. All right. Okay. So it is, and again, all the photos become property of North Dakota Farm Bureau when submitted. So, all right. Well, we got the rules and regs out of the way. The winner will be announced when?
We will, after, not exactly sure when the winner actually gets announced, but the submissions will be due on September 1st. So then shortly after that, we will, the Promotion and Education Committee will have to set a meeting date, and we will we'll have to go through and get these pictures judged. And so sometime before our annual meeting, we will certainly be awarding those prizes.
Sure. And at the annual meeting, which pretty much every year is November or first week or so of December, you'll auction off the a beautiful canvas framed. This photo will be auctioned off, and of course the proceeds go to the scholarship fund.
Yes, that is that's correct. So every year, the winner of the photo contest, North Dakota Farm Bureau actually makes that photo into a canvas picture print that we auction off at our auction, and all that money that comes from the auction goes to support our scholarship fund. So that's great. And this year, the annual meeting should be, I believe it is actually November 20th.
Okay.
That weekend. So yeah. So that would be the weekend that we auction it off. And it really is, the pictures that we turn into these canvas prints, they really are beautiful, and they are great to decorate your home or office. So I highly encourage people to come and check that out and check out our auction too.
All right. It is the North Dakota Farm Bureau Photo Contest. Three winners, three categories, $300 each, and of course the three winning photos auctioned off in those three categories. All right. Sarah Lovis, North Dakota Farm Bureau Promotion and Education Chairwoman. Let's talk a little bit about how much rain do we need here to get back to normal.
Well, you know, so what is normal, right? After the last few years, it's pretty tough to figure that out. And it certainly does feel like, at least in my neck of the woods, we're from one extreme to the complete polar opposite. You know, we received our last 6-inch rain at our farm here in August last year. And in July, I actually had clients that were fighting white caps in their fields. And I'm aware that there were definitely parts of North Dakota that during that time were certainly drying out, but we were still fighting mud, mud that we've never really seen before or experienced before. It was really muddy. But you know, we dried out for harvest, and we actually had a dry harvest for the first time in a few years, and it was nice to have that, but we never gained any moisture throughout the winter time. And even now this spring, it's been pretty minimal. So I'd say in places, depending upon what the previous crop was, you can actually dig down 4 or 5 inches. Depending upon what the previous crop and the tillage practices used in that field, you can dig down 4 to 5 inches, and it's dry in those 4 to 5 inches. And in other fields, you know, the better ones, I'd say it's probably, you know, a good 2 inches. Certainly the no-till fields and direct seeded, less tillage, the better off we are this year. So that's one thing to keep in mind. But we could definitely use some rain. I do think, especially on the Fargo clay type fields, if we can get those roots to go down, I'm still seeing moisture doing some really weird things in some of these fields. I still think if we can get these roots to go down and find that moisture deeper down in the Fargo clay, we'll be fine. But we have to get those roots there. And these plants are really small if you're lucky enough to have plants in some of these fields. I feel like crop scouting, especially this week, we should be having a lot of small grain recs going out and corn recs going out. For herbicide application. And I feel like we're just kind of slow on some of this stuff, or slower than what we should be. The corn is slower coming out of the ground than maybe what it should be. It's not just popping right out, and I think it's just slow because it's dry. Certainly there's some small grain that is might be 2 to 3 leaf, and stage-wise, it's about right for herbicide timing. But, you know, I really hashed this over in my mind yesterday, and for the amount of weeds we have out there, I think I'm going to wait and see what the forecast brings for this forecast rain and hit that herbicide application after the rain comes through. So we'll see how things go, but certainly it would be great if we could hook this rain that's in the forecast.
For sure. Yeah, let's hope everybody gets the proper amount they need. Looks like there's going to be a lot of opportunity for rain. Thank you for an excellent report, Sarah Lovis, Lovis Ag Consulting. Hey, if producers want to touch base with you, how do they do that?
You can try to contact me via Twitter on a direct message. I'm at Sarah Lovis 1, and that's probably the best way to get a hold of me.
Gotcha. Thank you, Sarah. Have a great rest of the week, and I sure hope it rains on your Fargo clay.
All right. Thank you so much. You have a good one, too.
You the same. Thank you.